This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Leary and this is The Saturday Quiz, the podcast where I ask the questions and it's up to my guests to come up with the answers. Seeing as the day this episode comes out is the same day as the Australian federal election, I thought it a good idea to get a couple of political experts onto the show, not in an attempt to gain any particular insight, but to give them a little break from wall-to-wall election coverage. One of my guests is the political reporter for The Guardian Australia and author of the book On Reckoning, which examines the fallout after the revelations of the Brittany Higgins sexual assault case. And the other is a former political advisor who now has a regular column in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age and is the author of the book The Game, a portrait of Scott Morrison, which by the time you're listening to this has hopefully become irrelevant. Welcome to the show, Amy Remakis and Sean Kelly.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm not sure a political expert covers it. Political, very tired person.
You're both probably both politically very tired people.
Yeah, political broken. That's probably more my style at the moment.
Sean, yeah?
Happy with political broken. Yep, B-R-O-E-K-E-N, that's me.
Yep.
Now, this season of the podcast, I've been asking people if they have a favourite piece of trivia. Do either of you have a favourite piece of trivia?
No.
Oh.
Quick answer from Sean.
No, I don't have a favourite piece of trivia. I'm one of those people who every time someone comes up with trivia, I go, oh my God, amazing, and then forgets it 2 seconds later.
Yeah, I'm in that camp as well. You're I'm sorry, same? Johnny.
Although I did find out, I'd always believed that the Muffin Man was actually a child murderer, like back in like the 1700s or something, who used to live in Drury Lane and then put out a muffin on a piece of string and roll it out for children and like murdered 15 children. And I found out recently that is a lie. And the reason I found that out is because all of those great memes of John Howard bailing up that poor woman against a wall while he's campaigning with Josh Frydenberg and Ku Yong. And one of the my favourite ones is him, you know, in that picture going, do you know who the Muffin Man is? Do you know the Muffin Man? And it just made me look it up. So Muffin Man, not a child murderer. Very sorry for believing that in the past.
Wow, I didn't know the child murderer kind of situation with that.
Well, there you go. It's trivia that's not true trivia.
Well, relatedly, I only realised this week that the Michelin Man and the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters are not in fact the same thing. Genuinely.
Yeah, the Stave Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Because I was asking somebody, do you think Michelin had to pay to have the Michelin Man in the Ghostbusters movie?
They were the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, Sean, clearly.
Yeah.
But on that, I did find out on the Michelin thing that the Michelin star is actually based on Michelin tyres, because to advertise Michelin tyres, they used to put out a where are the best restaurants guide, and so people used to drive around to these restaurants.
Yeah, that you would drive to.
That was a big subplot in Ghostbusters 2, I think.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm joined by Amy Remakis and Sean Kelly. Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one. Who plays the titular character of the upcoming miniseries Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Oh, God. Like, isn't it like Ewan McGregor?
It is.
Oh,
that's
my God,
exactly
yes!
Who it is. Yeah. You got it. First guess.
Thank God.
I refuse
well
to see those movies other than the originals. I don't need to know any more of that story. I'm done. It's closed for me.
No, closed book.
Yep.
Don't care.
No, done.
Won't be watching when it premieres on Disney Plus on the 27th of this month.
I have seen, what is it, 4, 5, and 6, and then I saw, like, 7, I think, and then I was like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this universe.
What about you, Sean? You're not a Star Wars kid.
Look, this is getting tedious, but once again, I'm going to have to agree with Amy. I sound a lot like this election campaign, don't I?
Exactly. We're your choices. Your two choices in this quiz, so, you know, future.
My two choices for this quiz are very similar. Yeah, I don't know how
two
I'm
different.
Going
there's
to,
a bulldozer and there's a hoe.
All right, question number 2. Which of these countries does the Nile not run through or along the border of? Is it A, Egypt, B, Ethiopia, C, Uganda, or D, Somalia? And there's a bonus point for naming the body of water into which the Nile empties.
I'm so bad at geography.
Everybody is.
Don't worry about bad it. At it. I'm going to go with Somalia. That's my answer.
D, Somalia is the right answer.
No way.
Yeah. Well done.
I have no idea what it enters ends into. Like, I assume some sort of ocean, but I'm no idea which one. The Amazon.
No, the
That's
Amazon
a joke.
Is...
That's a joke.
All right, good.
I didn't know that was a joke. That gives you some indication.
It empties into a sea. And it's funny. I've always looked at the map of the Nile. The Nile's enormous. It, by some measures, is the biggest river in the world. It has competition with the Amazon. Some people say the Amazon. Some people say the Nile. But it goes through or runs along the border of 11 countries in Africa. But it empties. I've always looked at the map and seen that it runs north-south. And I always looked at the map and because north is up the top of most maps, I imagined that it ran south because that's like running.
That's the way gravity works.
That's the way gravity works.
Hold up a piece of paper and you run water down it.
Exactly.
It goes from the top to the
bottom. But it doesn't. It runs in the opposite direction.
And that's magic.
Next you're going to tell me that the world is actually a globe and it's not flat and it's just going to blow my entire mind.
Exactly. So it goes north and empties out, the coast of Africa into... So tell me, what's the body of water that is north of Africa?
God. Why did you lead us into something that seemed obvious and then just leave us looking like fools?
Look, it is very obvious. Think of it as the ancient world.
The North Sea?
No, not the North Sea.
Well,
the
then
North
I'm
Sea
out.
Is
a,
is
I'm
a
done.
Lot further.
Look, I got Somalia, Sean. This one's on you.
But it's underneath Europe.
The ancient sea? The Adriatic?
Not the Adriatic. It's the other one.
The Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean. Yeah.
Well, see, I've never been to the Mediterranean or to Europe, so there's my excuse.
Well, there you go. Okay. The Nile empties into the Mediterranean. All right. Question number 3. In which century did French physician and reputed seer Nostradamus live?
Ninth.
No, a bit later.
Is it the 14th?
Or you're closer.
Well, now we're just going to be guessing numbers.
Now you're just guessing numbers.
The 12th?
No. It
17th.
Was the 16th century.
Okay, cool.
So he was born in or about 1503 and died in 1566.
It's pretty easy to have been, you know, a Nostradamus then though, right? Like, I imagine that people will be travelling in different ways, possibly using wheels and possibly flying, and everyone's like, you're a genius when it happens.
Yeah, yeah, but you haven't done it.
Well, I mean, like, watch, just read my blog and just in, like, another 9 centuries just come back and just go, she was right. The
she
sun
right.
did explode.
She guessed that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, someone, I can't remember who it was, but someone made up some Nostradamus quatrains
to show how easy it is to kind of to link them to contemporary events and and fool people.
And were they convincing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're vague. They're just like, I think just after September 11, there were a whole bunch of them that were like, you know, two towers, big city, you know, very kind of vague.
Kind of like our leadership aspirants, you're saying. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Colour it in yourself. That's the thing.
Okay.
All right, question number four. What gives red blood cells their colour?
Iron?
Well, you're kind of right, because iron molecules attach to these things that are
It's
inside.
Kind of right being like kind of pregnant. Like, do I get a point?
Well, you get like a half a point.
Okay, sure. All right, fine.
I want to say corpuscles, but is that just a made-up thing?
No.
No, okay.
It's not a made-up, like, that's a real thing, but it's not the thing I'm looking for here. So apparently red blood cells make up about one quarter of the 100 trillion cells in your body, but they don't make up one quarter of your weight because they're so tiny. And unlike most cells in your body, they don't have a nucleus. Instead, they're filled with these things, the name of which I'm trying to get you to say.
Is they're it like platelets?
Little bags. Oh, no, but you know, a word around that.
A word around blood. Platelets, blood, iron. I'm out. That's as far as I get. I couldn't even do operation without making the buzzer sound, so.
What?
This is why I'm a journalist, Johnny. Other people not tell a scientist. Me things and I write it. I don't know these things myself.
I have no idea, Johnny.
It starts with H.
Hemoglobin things.
Is the right answer.
Yes!
Yeah, hemoglobin.
Oh, we would be struggling without Amy, this team.
Yeah, human blood is red because of the protein hemoglobin, which is what, you know, carries the oxygen around your body.
Well, there you go, Mr. O'Sullivan, my high school science teacher. Apparently, I was listening to something at some point, despite what you thought.
All right, question number five. True or false, the band Powderfinger originated in Adelaide?
I'm going to say false.
And you're going to be correct.
Yes, because I am from the greatest nation on earth, and don't you dare try to take Powderfinger from us. They were born on Vulture Street in South Brisbane. They held that state together. So
that was my next question. Where exactly did they come from? It's your hometown, right?
It is, yeah. Well, I mean, I was born in South Australia, in Mount Gambier, but I am a Queenslander through and through.
Yeah, Brisbane band, Powderfinger. Do you know where their name came from?
Well, I mean, only the urban legends, so I'm probably not.
Oh, no.
Always just, you know, like illusions of just being a powder on your finger.
Oh, I see. Of course.
Yes.
Well, they're named after a Neil Young song, which is Powderfinger.
Yep.
Yeah. I can also tell you that they are Kevin Rudd's famous favourite pop band.
It really?
Yeah.
I did not know
that.
Well,
I mean it. For official purposes, anyway.
Yeah. If you had to do a Spotify playlist now for Kevin Rudd, you'd have lots of Powderfinger, I'm imagining.
Lots of Powderfinger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you responsible for... Was he the first one to have a Spotify playlist or...?
I don't think Spotify was so much of a thing at that point. But
or an iTunes.
But he did a lot of FM interviews. So
right.
He had to name his favourite band on occasion.
Mm-hmm. And you were there furiously writing on your hand.
I can't recall.
Well, I mean, he could have had the Go-Betweens as another great Brisbane band, so he could have had that.
Not quite mainstream enough, Amy. Little bit too indie. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Not going to get a lot of swing voters with the Go-Betweens.
No. Well, I wouldn't have thought a lot of swing voters would be there with Tina Arena, but here we are.
Here we are indeed. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Amy Remekis and Sean Kelly. We're up to question number 6. Golda Meir was Prime Minister of which country from 1969 to 1974?
I know this one. Israel.
Israel is the right answer. Yeah.
Great. I've got one. That's I can retire happy.
Well, I did not
Amy,
know
the rest of this quiz is on you.
Yeah, I did not know that. I would have said something stupid like, isn't that like a movie production company? So
yeah, that's what it sounds like. Do you know, here's one that's going to test you, Sean, though. Do you know where she was born?
I definitely do not.
Her family emigrated to the US when she was a little girl, but she was born in 1898 in Kyiv.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a good fact.
Isn't it? And she was she's fascinating. I mean, she was apparently not the greatest prime minister that Israel have had, but she was one of 24 signatories of the Israeli Declaration of Independence in 1948. And 20 years later, she became the fourth person and first and only woman to become the prime minister of Israel.
Beat Australia by a long way.
Yeah, by a long way. All right, question number 7. An Andy Warhol artwork of whom sold this month for a record $195 million?
That'd be Marilyn Monroe.
It is.
But that is also, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I just do not think that Andy Warhol deserves all of, you know, the glory that he gets. He took photos of other people and then he screen printed it and then he used their image to make himself famous.
Absolutely. And he didn't even take the photo of Marilyn Monroe. That is other publicity photo that he... Yeah, screen printed.
He was basically like one of the first like meme generators. Like if Andy Warhol was around now, he would be running a meme account and making like hundreds of millions of dollars using other people's jokes. Like very absolutely. Against Andy Warhol.
No, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. Do you know the name of the painting that sold?
Is it like Marilyn in Blue or Marilyn number something or other?
Yeah, you're right. It's called Shot Sage Blue Marilyn. And it's become the most expensive piece of 20th century art ever sold.
Well, that would be just because in the pandemic, the rich got richer and now they have hundreds of millions of dollars to spend at auctions and just hang things up in their, you know, homes where no one is allowed to see them. Not that you'd want to necessarily see Andy Warhol, but still release the art.
It's. Do you know why it's called the Shot Marilyns? There's four of them with different coloured backgrounds. In 1964, he painted 5 Marilyn silkscreen portraits with different coloured backgrounds, red, orange, light blue, sage blue and turquoise. And Dorothy Podber, who was a performance artist, saw the recently completed paintings stacked against one another at the factory studio and asked Warhol if she could shoot them. He thought she meant photograph them. But when he said, yeah, sure, go ahead, she took out a gun from her purse and fired a single shot at the stack of 4 paintings, which became known as the Shot Marilyns, because the turquoise one wasn't in that pile.
Hmm.
Isn't that nutty?
So somebody else also added the thing that became the art about the Andy Warhol series, is what you're saying there.
Yeah, amazing. All right, question number 8. How many Catherines did Henry VIII marry?
2?
It's more than 2.
Ugh.
3.
It is 3.
Were they Catherines with a K or with a C? Did they use
they were all Catherines with a C.
Were they Ys? Like, what's going on here, Johnny?
No, they were all the same Catherine. They were only differentiated by their
surnames.
They
were all the same Catherine.
No, do you know what their surnames were?
No.
You know at least one of them.
Of Aragon?
Is one of them. Very well done. There's also Catherine Parr and Catherine Howard. And do you know the names of the other ladies that he married?
Boylan. So that was Anne Boylan.
Yeah.
And then there was the... Did he marry the other Boylan sister?
No.
No.
But he did marry someone else called Anne. So three Catherines, so two
Anne
Annes.
Anne of Cleves.
Anne of Cleves, correct.
And I think that's pretty much it where I go with Henry's wife.
And one more who was a the same name
as... Was it Jane?
As, yeah.
Yeah.
Jane who?
I don't know.
The... person that played Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Seymour. Jane Seymour.
Yeah, very good.
It wasn't Dr. Quinn that gave it to me. It was just some, like, depths of my very broken brain pulled that up. So, like, I'm looking, like, I see Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson. That's where I'm getting a lot of my Henry VIII knowledge.
The other Boleyn girl. Yes. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
All right, question number 9. Name the 2022 National Basketball League champions.
Is it Newcastle?
No, it's not Newcastle.
Right.
They won the third game in the best of 5 series, so there were no games 4 and 5. Happened just the other day.
Oh, just the other day. Crucial clue.
I'm very sorry, Australian basketball. I have been watching the American playoffs, so, I've been watching Boston go through, but I have not been watching
Australian. Wow, you haven't been watching, where's your parochialism? My goodness.
Yep, somewhere with our country's pride, I'd imagine.
So name an Australian basketball team.
This quiz is really just a series of levels of humiliation, isn't it? If you can't answer this easy question, here's an easier question you still can't answer.
I mean, do the Brisbane Bullets still exist?
They might do, but that's not the answer that I'm looking for.
But you said name a team. I mean,
yes, I did, but I wanted you to name the team
another that one. Won.
The winners, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, no.
Come on, Sean, you've got a basketball team up your sleeve.
The Sydney Flames?
Oh, you've halfway there. You got the right city.
Are they Kings? The is it the Sydney Kings?
Sydney Kings?
It is. It's the Sydney Kings.
Well done, Sydney. Well done. Hold that one up with pride.
You are truly the Kings.
I was going to ask you who they defeated in the finals. But
you don't want to drag this out any longer.
I don't want to drag this out. They defeated the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
Right.
Tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Well, you probably wouldn't know the Jack Jumpers because it was their, I think it's their inaugural season in the competition.
I don't know what a Jack Jumper is.
I think
it
might
Jack
be
jumping
to do...
over the candlestick, or is it something to do with lumberjacks? I don't.
I think the latter. I think it's to do with logging and, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go indeed.
I guess the Tasmanian loggers didn't really pass the focus groups.
No, they wanted to include it somehow, but yeah. All right, we're up to the final
listeners.
Question. Keep it together. You've only got one more to go. And look, I reckon you're going to know this one because this is in both your wheel houses.
This is going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
good luck, Amy. Good luck. Thanks in advance.
Question number 10. Which One Nation politician came under fire for a tweet during the second leaders' debate?
Oh, he who shall not be named, Mark Latham, who is a terrible human being, and why are we paying attention to him?
I know. Yes, that is correct. And yeah, I'm not going to repeat it here, but it was
racist.
Yeah, and it was bad enough that the Sky News host Andrew Bolt said that he wouldn't have Mark Latham onto his show until he apologised for his offensive tweets. And even then, he would think twice. Mm. So when Andrew Bolt is calling you out for your racist tweets and comments...
Just insert that meme of the worst person you know just made a good point.
That's absolutely true. All right, we're going to take one last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Amy Ramekas, Sean Kelly, well done.
Yay.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Amy. Well done. Well done, Johnny.
Sean, you, what was the one that you got, Sean?
Doesn't matter. History will forget
you
it.
You got the political history one. The international political history.
And I just guessed a whole heap of others after being led down the path towards the answer. So
that's what this podcast is all about. It's not really about knowing all the answers. It's just, you know, having fun getting there.
I will go home, though, and just say I absolutely nailed it.
You should.
Just,
you did.
Just knew good. Absolutely everything, and boom, I am the trivia queen.
Yeah, so. You smashed it.
Thank you both so much for doing the quiz. It's been a joy having you both on.
Thank you, Johnny. And to everyone who's voted today, I hope you enjoyed that sausage and made a good choice.
Good luck to you two on Saturday. Are you both somewhere on coverage?
I will be doing the Guardian live blog, and good excellent. Luck to my liver as it attempts to make it through what will be a very long night.
And Sean, are you on the telly somewhere?
No, I'm doing a Writers Festival event that morning in Sydney, and then I will go and vote and eat a sausage.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thanks, guys. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Saturday Quiz. If you haven't already, please go and vote. I've done my civic duty over the phone because, yes, just like Pauline Hanson, I finally got COVID. It's not a lot of fun, but I'm fine. If you want to make my life a little bit easier, tap on the link in the show description to contribute to this podcast. As you might have heard just at the end there, Sean said he would be doing a Writers Festival event this Saturday. The Sydney Writers Festival is on right now, and this Sunday is Family Day, so take your junior bookworms down to Carriage Works for some science, art, and storytelling. Thank you to Sean Kelly and Amy Ramekas for being my guests today, and thank you, as always, to Cindy McDonald for writing the quiz. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.